just to check my levels, could I get your full name, please?
Yes, George Weir.
Say it again for me, and then I'll just check if it's okay there.
George Weir.
Spot on. Okay, George, so you were diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in 2015, wasn't it?
That's correct, November.
So can you tell me about your experience from getting diagnosed and how you found out?
Okay, well, in the early November 2015, I noticed that my skin was starting to tan a yellow shade. The whites of my eyes were turning yellow. It was very itchy. My urine was very dark. And what sent me to the doctor was my bowel motions turned white. So I knew there was something wrong. So I went to the doctor. They suspected that it was a blocked bile duct, blocked by a gallstone. So they sent me to accident and emergency. The consultant there was suspicious because I had no pain. So he made an appointment for me the following Monday in Daisy Hill. At Daisy Hill I had an ultrasound which showed that there was a suspicious mass at the head of my pancreas. At that stage I didn't know what a pancreas really was or what it did. But he explained that it was quite a serious thing and that I would have to perhaps go for an operation if I could have the operation. He explained what the operation would be. It's called a Whipple's procedure. It involves the complete restructuring of your digestive system. And that was basically how I found out.
I suppose you never really expected when you went to the doctors that it was going to be anything as serious as this.
No, I walked into Daisy Hill thinking that I had a gallstone, and was very, very surprised the following Wednesday, only 2 days later, to find out that I didn't realise how bad pancreatic cancer was until I went to Dr. Google, and he, it was reading up on it. The survival statistics are very poor. They haven't changed in over 40 years. It's the one cancer that hasn't changed. Most other cancers, if you get it early enough, you will survive. But the thing that saved me was the fact that I was very fortunate in the fact that the symptoms that I had presented at a time and I was fit to go to the doctor. I was also, the doctor was pancreatic cancer aware. They were aware that there was something dangerous there. When I went to Nuri, the consultant also, then I went through a CT scan, an ERCP, and 5 weeks later, I was on an operating table in the Mater Hospital. I'm having that operation.
Mm-hmm. So from the time you were diagnosed, was there a long journey ahead of treatment, or once you had the operation, was that it, or what happened then?
No, what happens then is when you have the operation, you go then, they give you a little while recover from that, usually about 2 months, and then I went to the cancer centre at Belfast City Hospital and underwent 6 months of chemo and then the recovery period after that. So
how was that treatment period for you and your family? Because I'm sure it's probably a daunting time for everybody. And
yes, well, it definitely, it's a very scary time. You're not sure. I'm still not sure. I'm three years post the operation. So far, things has been going fairly well. I've had a few blips, and there's a few. The operation has left its mark, but I'm so lucky to be able to say that I got that operation. For by the time that the symptoms show, quite often it's too late. That's why we need to press for a blood test, which can show pancreatic cancer at an earlier stage. The problem with pancreatic cancer is the symptoms are so vague that when you go to a doctor and tell them what's wrong, most doctors won't see a pancreatic cancer patient in their entire career. And when they get someone coming in with those symptoms, they go for irritable bowel syndrome. They'll see people, people on a weekly basis with an acid and tumour, and they treat that. And whenever the treatments for that doesn't work, eventually they work their way around to, could it be pancreatic cancer? So what happens then is you go through the treatments that I went through, but it's very often it's too late at that stage.
Yeah.
So if we had a blood test that could show this at an earlier stage, more people would get the chance that I have got. Because
mm-hmm.
the only way of surviving is the only way of surviving that I know is through the Whipple procedure operation.
Yeah, and you say you were very lucky. Right. Do you ever be worried
that absolutely. It might come back? It never leaves me. It never leaves me. But you can't live life like that, although you can't forget about it. I'm grateful for every day that I get. You know, there's been events in my life that, you know, like for instance, you know, I got to see my two sons go to university. I'll hopefully get to see them graduate from university. There's other people that just didn't get that opportunity. Pancreatic cancer is so severe that, you know, there's people die in a very short space of time after being diagnosed because the symptoms haven't presented themselves early enough for them to be operable.
Yeah. And so tomorrow is World Pancreatic Cancer Day, and it's aiming to raise awareness of the cancer. So what would your message maybe to people out there?
If anyone has any symptoms like like an acidy stomach or a pain that's going from their upper abdominal area towards their back, if they go jaundiced, if they've got, you know, dark urine, most of those things are caused by other things. And when you go to the doctor, if you're at all concerned that it could be pancreatic cancer, simply mention it. And the fact that you're mentioning it, the doctor may go along the same sort of lines and rule it out. And because it's the fact that, one, I went to the doctor, I didn't wait. Two, the doctor was aware of it. Number three, the consultant made the appointment, and then I was fit to go through the procedures quite quick. Like in the space of going to the doctor and being on an operating table was 5 weeks. That's quick.
Yeah.
You know, we're trying to get the diagnosis that once you're diagnosed, you're treated within 20 days. That's not happening in Northern Ireland. And if it did, there would be so many more people survive this disease.
Yeah, I suppose it's the same with a lot of things, early detection.
This is it. You know, prostate cancer, testicular cancer, breast cancer. The earlier if you get it early, chances are you will survive because the survival rates have improved over this last 40 years. But pancreatic cancer has not changed. And only 5% of the cancer budget goes on investigating or sorting out cures for pancreatic cancer.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great, George. Is there anything else you would like to add on that while I have you?
No, that's basically it.
That's great. That's it.